KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police and rescue workers are saying that they're continuing their search for a missing teenager who's presumed to have drowned in Umdoni on the south coast. They responded to Pennington Beach yesterday, where four boys were reportedly swept out to sea at the unprotected bathing area. The National Sea Rescue Institute says three teens were rescued by a bystander and required no further medical care. Spokesperson Craig Lambinen says rough seas led to the search being called off yesterday afternoon.
Sea conditions were rough in strong northeasterly winds. Umdoni lifeguards had entered the water to search for the missing teenager, with shoreline search efforts being conducted by NSRI, IPSS, security officers and police, but there remains no signs of the missing teenager.
Meanwhile, a missing diver has been found safe after she disappeared off the shore at Port Shepstone. Lambinen says the 59-year-old Spanish woman was on a dive tour at Protea Banks yesterday.
The rescue crew on the helicopter spotted the lady adrift in the water at 1200 hours 19. They had noticed her from her frantic waving of her arms. The lady had been adrift for over 3 hours. She was located 9 nautical miles from where she had gone missing, and she was 5 nautical miles offshore of Trafalgar.
KZN police are probing the origin of expired and counterfeit goods found in a warehouse south of Durban. The discovery was made yesterday afternoon during an operation led by Provincial Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and Premier Thami Ntuli on the bluff. NewsWatch's Lauren Hendricks was there.
Expired food items and counterfeit goods were found in 4 warehouses, including in Bluff and South Coast Road. Food items such as noodles and baby food were found packed tightly, nearly reaching the roof of the dock warehouse. The items were found near chemicals and alcohol, as well as medicine and spices. Commissioner Mkhwanazi says they believe the products had already expired by the time they reached our shores.
What happens when one of those chemical bottles breaks inside that container? It messes up everything that is there. But these things then get to be moved from here to other warehouses where people that are buying them, they're going to be distributing them from there.
He says with the spotlights on the spate of foodborne illnesses, they are keeping a close watch for unapproved food coming into the country and ending up in the hands of informal traders.
Yes, they might declare something else on the paper, but maybe the reality of what they are bringing in is not necessarily what has been declared. Majority of these items are thoroughly wrapped, that unless you break it open, you're not going to know what's inside.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Bluff.
And an international law expert believes South Africa will achieve its targets during its G20 presidency next year. The role was formally handed over by Brazil yesterday. Our country becomes the first African nation to lead the global economic group. Roland Henwood says Brazil had similar targets to those of South Africa.
But what makes it important for South Africa is that there's a continuity in the way the G20 functions. And there's a continuity. The focus on hunger and poverty that Brazil started also resonates in the South African priorities of food security and focusing on issues of inequality and poverty.
Durban 29, Maritzburg 26 and Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.